Here's another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin series. I'm Anushka Perlman. The Friedrichstadtpalatz is Berlin's answer to Las Vegas. Steeped in history, this show venue has reinvented itself through the years. Today, it is offering Berlin's biggest variety show production yet, IMA, Too Beautiful to be True. IMA is the fictitious name of the lead. She is beautiful, single, and from Berlin. She invites the audience into her fantasy world as 100 acrobats, singers, and dancers perform to songs like Get This Party Started and Lady Marmalade. Daniel Behrens, the show's musical director, says the modern music adds a new twist to traditional elements of Revue Theater, the German equivalent of a Las Vegas variety show.
We're probably the only genre that can do that, because in musical there's a storyline which, and one song leads into the other, and here we have different images. There's something embracing everything, like a big concert, but it's different scenes or images that we fill up with music. You can't do that with a normal musical show.
The seductive female IMA is played by a man. The actor and tenor, Johann Felix Alt, is juggling his last semester of theater studies in Berlin while performing the lead 6 nights a week.
Stück für Stück diese Rolle erarbeitet, was es bedeutet, eine Frau zu spielen, von der Gestik, der Mimik, bis hin zum Auftreten, wie eine Frau sich bewegt.
Alt says the role has its challenges, like learning female gestures and wearing 6-inch heels for a whole evening. The hardest part, though, is the vocal technique. He has to use an unnatural amount of air to achieve Ima's breathier, softer voice.
Er sagte nie ein Wort, bis er mich eines Tages fragte, sollen wir uns nicht so lieben, wie wir sind? Da fragte ich mich, ja, sollen wir uns nicht so lieben, wie wir sind?
That is Jörn Felix Alt, and this is Ima.
Ima ist, er sagte nie ein Wort, bis er mich jedoch eines Tages fragte, sollen wir uns nicht so lieben, wie wir sind? Da fragte ich mich, ja, sollen wir uns nicht so lieben, wie wir sind?
These words, shouldn't we love ourselves the way we are, capture much of the show's message and the openness and acceptance unique to Berlin. The artists, musicians, and production crew work 6 nights a week. Behrens says they manage because work keeps you young and it's fun. Some of the musicians have been here for 25 years.
After 25 years, 20, even 15 years of work in the same theater, they're still very open-minded. They're very fresh in rehearsals. I mean, they've played shows, I'm talking about shows that are older than 20 years or 25 years, and now they're playing electro-pop shows, they're playing modern pop songs, and they do it with the same energy as probably 25 years ago.
Both Behrens and Alt are excited about future projects. Alt will finish his studies and hopes to play his dream role, the concierge in Cabaret, one day. Behrens is composing the music for the next Friedrichstadtpalatz production. He says the work is never-ending.
If you're composing something, you can't choose when the idea comes. I went to the swimming pool, I was swimming in the middle of my training. I was like, oh, well, that could be a good tune. And I had to go back home and write it down, otherwise I forget it.
For now, Berliners can continue to enjoy IMA.
What I want is that when people come here, they should get into another world, a completely different world. Forget about sorrows or, I don't know, work or problems at home or problems with the children, and then go out and keep that feeling.
For NPR Berlin, I'm Anushka Perlman.